You turn with me in the scriptures to Romans chapter 4. Romans chapter 4. And we'll be reading verses 1 through 25. Romans 4, 1 through 25. And God's people, these are God's words, so let's turn our attentions to them, to the Lord Himself. What shall we say then that Abraham, our father, as pertaining to the flesh, hath found? For if Abraham were justified by works, he hath whereof to glory, but not before God. For what saith the Scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Now to him that worketh is the reward, not reckoned of grace, but of debt. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Even as David also describeth the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputeth righteousness without works, saying, Blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. Cometh this blessedness then upon the circumcision only, or upon the uncircumcision also? For we say that faith was reckoned to Abraham for righteousness. How was it then reckoned? When he was in circumcision, or in uncircumcision? Not in circumcision, but in uncircumcision. And he received a sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith which he had yet been uncircumcised, that he might be the father of all them that believe, though they be not circumcised, that righteousness might be imputed unto them also. And the father of circumcision to them who are not of the circumcision only, but who also walk in the steps of that faith of our father Abraham, which he had being yet uncircumcised. For the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if they which are of the law be heirs, faith is made void, and the promise made of none effect. Because the law worketh wrath, for where no law is, there is no transgression. Therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace. To the end, the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. Before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. And therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. Now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. Those are God's words. Well, the last chapter, chapter 3, again showing how all the Jews and Gentiles are under sin, and will be condemned for their sin as guilty before God, who judges without partiality. And he began then addressing how can anyone have life then if all are condemned because of sin? How can one be saved? And in more close doctrinal terms, how can one be made right in the sight of God? Judged righteous, but only in Christ Jesus by His righteousness alone. The Lord, through Paul, then comes now to use an example the example that the Jews knew very well, and that of Abraham, because of the covenant promises back in Genesis 15 and following. And through verse 8, Abraham was not justified. Very clearly here, Paul's declaring, he was not justified or declared not guilty before God. He was not justified and made right in the sight of God by his own works, what he did, but alone by faith, believing the promises. Through verse 17, describing when and why he was justified. Was Abraham justified based on the sacraments? Based on circumcision? No. He was uncircumcised when he believed. And then it was credited to him as righteousness while uncircumcised. If you go back to Genesis 15 again, he believed the Lord and his promises when there was no hope of believing. He still believed by God's grace. Verse 22, and therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. This is then applied in the last three verses. All recorded for not just Abraham's sake, but for our sake who hear it and read it today. Verse 24, but for us also to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. So friends, you are to come and believe on the Lord Jesus who is raised, the Lord who raised Jesus from the dead. He was delivered over unto death on the cross for our sins and raised, it says here, raised to secure our justification, as we are granted life in him alone there at the resurrection. So praise the Lord that we have a Savior, a Lord who sacrificed himself, died and rose from the dead. And how blessed we are if we believe on him. If we believe, we will be justified. If you believe, you will be justified. You'll be made righteous in the sight of God. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, we give you praise. We're thankful for your Son, Jesus Christ. We're thankful for the good news of the gospel. We're thankful that we heard even this morning of the law, how we have rebelled against you. We've sinned against you. Just as Abraham had sinned against you, he was born amongst the world. And yet you called him out of Ur of the Chaldees. And you promised him to make him a father of a multitude of nations. And you did that even as we hear in this passage we've just read. You did that not through the lineage of his blood, those who have come from his loins, and the Jews only, but the Gentiles too, by faith. Not based in circumcision, but based on the matter of your grace showered upon us, granting us the gift of faith to believe on him and turn from our sins. So grant us that faith, Father. If there are any here who don't know you, grant them that faith by your grace. And as we learn this evening in Judges, that we would not trust in ourselves or boast in ourselves, that we have believed and it was our doing. That's exactly what this chapter that we've just read, Father, as you know, rebukes. And it's not by our works that we're saved. It's not by what we have done, but alone by you and your Son saving us, and your Holy Spirit who's worked in our hearts and granted us faith in Christ your Son. And so we boast not in ourselves, but we boast alone in you. Father, this evening we give you praise. We prayed recently for the presbytery meeting that was Friday evening, Friday during the day and evening. We're thankful for the success that you brought to us in examining a man for the ministry. We're thankful for his faith. We ask that you would build him up and strengthen him for the task that is set before him when he is ordained next month. We ask that you would bless him. Give him boldness. Give him not a fear of man or timidity, but give him clarity of heart and mind and word. We pray for the other man who was ordained Friday evening to the gospel ministry. We pray that you would watch over him and protect him from the attacks of the evil one. And we ask that you would bless the congregation and that man and his family, that you would work in their hearts, sanctify them, and that you would bless them now having a minister again with that consistent preaching ministry that all the churches, at least all the churches, should desire to have. And Father, we ask now that you would continue supporting our presbytery, continue blessing us, provide other ministers and the other congregations who need a minister. So we pray for the congregation in Laramie and in Houston and San Antonio. We know that the congregation in San Antonio is considering calling a man soon, so we ask that you would watch over them and give them wisdom and discernment and lead them to the one that you've called to be there so that they would be submitting to your will. And Father, we pray that you would be with the Colorado Springs congregation as well, that you'd provide a minister for them. Father, we pray for our denomination, that you would purify us, reform us. That if there be any controversy that you have with us, Lord, that you would reveal it and cause us to turn back to you from our evil ways, that we would be like Israel in the Judges here, who cries out to you. But Father, when you deliver us, we ask that you would not allow us to turn back to evil again. And so uphold us. Uphold this congregation. We pray that you would not allow false teaching from this place or from myself, but that the truth would be heralded, proclaimed loudly, boldly, in your name, the name of Jehovah would be exalted. I praise you that even as we prayed this morning for Patty, that she's feeling better. Give you praise for that. We pray for Dina, who's not feeling well this evening. You would strengthen her body. Father, we call upon you, the God who has given us of your Son Jesus Christ, has given us of the Holy Spirit. You would not only heal our bodies, but heal our souls. And you would cause us to love you and worship you with our hearts and according to your truth. We pray again, as we will hear this evening, that we would boast all the more in our weaknesses, exalting in your strength and power, knowing your grace is sufficient. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.